Welcome to Deckheads, a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome to Deckheads with your hosts, Nick and Anna. Broadcasting from the bottom of the boat, below deck.
Ooh, I'm horny.
All yacht talk all the time.
I'm having a party.
We're shoveling coal to keep this show afloat.
I love cocaine.
We're off the map in international waters.
I need some drama, me.
Hide that cocaine.
Never.
In my nose.
Just so you know, I'm in an open relationship.
Below deck.
Woo!
Below me.
What?
Deckhead.
Hey, everybody.
Anna.
Ugh, my voice just went out in a terrible way.
Anna.
Hi, Nick. Hi, how are you?
Anna.
Yeah,
we've done it.
Yeah, we did it.
Gone are the days of 14 episodes a day.
Yes, yes, yes.
We can see our families again.
No.
Now, weekly. Can you believe it?
I know. And we have a very special guest.
I was hoping we could do one of those things that I love in podcasting, where you talk for 1 hour without introducing the guest.
No.
No? All right. Well, that's why you get two hosts.
Okay. We have a guest.
It's back. I haven't been right in months.
I know. I haven't. The thing is, I take it back. Hold on.
What?
You're wrong, Nick.
Oh, okay.
It's good to see you. All right, guys. We have a great guest today to talk about the new season of Below Deck, regular season 8. And we're going to talk about episode 1. Wow. And this guest, he is one of my best friends out of necessity. He hosts a podcast with my other best friend who never responds to my texts or calls or emails because you know what? That's what best friends do. They ignore each other. And I learned
Holy
this the
shit,
right way.
That means we're best friends.
Exactly, Nick. That's what I've been telling you. Oh, I'm just so excited to be surrounded by the by
Have
best
you ever
friends.
Gotten a text back?
No, never.
You're undeterred every time.
Well, that's what best friendship is.
I guess.
Well, anyway, so this gem of a best friend. He hosts the Daily Zeitgeist. He hosts our sister podcast, 420 Day Fiancé. Yes, that show is about 90 Day Fiancé. If you love reality TV, you will love these shows.
Almost landed it.
We're joined by Miles of Gray.
Who's that?
You.
Oh, welcome, Miles.
Hey, thank you for having me. It's like Below Deck is a show I watch a lot and I actually never talk about, so it's nice to be here.
Yes, well, legally,
now, why do
you
not talk
you
about it? Why is it
it
such a secret for you?
Why is it a secret for me?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. You know, I think I just had I wasn't picking my friends well, you know, just around a bunch of people that didn't know how to talk about the seafaring ways of Captain Sandy and what's the other one's name? Rick?
Glenn.
Glenn.
Same vibe, though. Same vibe, Rick.
There might have been a Rick somewhere in there.
Glenn is the sailing one, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Glenn makes cookies in the off season.
He's a keyboard elf.
During sailing season, he captains a ship, and he always must be tethered to the boat for fear of blowing away in the wind.
Yeah, that's a
pretty reasonable fear, I would say.
Yeah.
Sure. Below Deck, I think, flies a little under the radar. It doesn't get the same press as a 90 Day Fiancé or a Housewives.
But I feel like the audience is huge, right? Like, that's the true silent minority or silent majority, where it's just like, everyone's like, oh, yeah, I know Below Deck. It's like, there's a really good chance that if you watch other reality shows, you kind of probably fuck with Below Deck at some level, because it's like, I think it serves this thing of being messy sometimes as a reality show, but also like the sort of, you know, like parasocial relationships you build with like people in a different class than you. And you're like, oh, that's sick. Oh, I wouldn't act like that if I was on a yacht. Oh, I would be so well behaved and so grateful. But yeah, it's got it all.
Yeah.
I love, a nation that pretends not to watch a show that now has three different versions of it.
Right.
I know. It's so good because one, you get boats, you get views.
Sure.
And then you get like characters like Captain Lee who say things like, I'm gonna drag my dick through a bunch of broken whiskey bottles before I do that. And you're like, what, dude? Why would you say that? And it's great.
But he does it so well.
Yeah.
And they let it in so much. Like, imagine being the editor of this show, and every time he says whiskey bottles, your instinct is to be like, well, I got to take that out. He's said too much. And the producers are like, no, that's all he ever says. Yeah.
Isolate that. Put a reverb on it.
See this man's dick.
It's so fucked. His dick must be so fucked. How many fucking broken whiskey bottles has he dragged it through?
Looks like a possum's nose.
Oh, no. Okay, I have a few questions.
Why is a possum's nose bloody?
Because they're up in the biz. I mean,
here's some straight possum facts right here. Because their eyesight's so poor, they use their nose basically to fucking make sense of the world. So that ends up being the thing that interacts with fucking
everything.
Screen doors, jagged wires, fences, traps.
Oh my God.
So yeah, that's why possums got the messed up grill.
Fuck.
Okay.
All right. Well, my man with the possum facts.
There we go. Straight possum facts.
I know. We got to give him a. I don't have any possum.
You have a possum drop?
Here we go.
What's the deal with the opossum?
Here, how about this?
We're technically opossums, actually, in the U.S.
Possum facts with Miles of Gray. Get it? Because it was sniffing because its nose.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
There we go. Proboscis tips.
All right. Enough about possums. Okay. I've come up with some questions for our guests. Nick, this is a new segment we are going to try.
What the fuck? New segments?
Yes, unfortunately, I forgot to come up with a fucking... Here, hold on to this.
I got a segment for you. It's called What the Fuck? That's a new segment?
Yeah, this is What the Fuck.
Brought to you by Nick Turner.
So I just have a few questions. First of all, how long have you been watching Below Deck?
Wow. For me, I think I've seen almost, I think, every season.
Wow.
Did you see Sailing?
Yeah, I watched Sailing. It's like
that's
an ever-present. It's weird. I don't know. It's such a low-effort show for me to watch. Like, when Anna was like, oh, yeah, like, we're going to do the episode, blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if you're going to watch it. I'm like, I watched that shit when it, like, within 48 hours of it coming out. Like, it's like, it anchors my Monday somehow.
Oh, well, anchors.
Thank you.
Wow.
Doing a boat pun. Boom.
Very good.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, I don't know. I think it was because in the beginning, I think, when did it start? Like 10 years ago almost?
Yeah, they started filming in 2011, but it didn't start airing, I think, till like 2013. Probably.
Okay, so I was still like in the midst of like being awfully broken out of work and like living at my mom's and just like being like, I'll literally escape to a reality world of boats.
Yeah.
And then also
boats
being like,
take me away.
Yeah, I was like, and then like talking shit about these people. Like, these people don't know. Like, they're not a millennial who just got crushed by the recession. Oh, and they're out here partying on the yacht like it's all good.
Yeah.
So like part of it, like, I don't know, kept me alive through hate.
Yeah.
So it served me many purposes. But yeah, I've pretty much, I would say maybe there's a couple seasons of Sandy's seasons where I maybe missed one or two, like where some of the drama I didn't quite connect for me, but
yeah,
I think that was when I was working.
Yeah. Okay, that's my next question. What do you think has been your favorite season?
I don't know. They're all kind of like, they all kind of hit the same.
Yeah.
You know, like they'll have moments that I really enjoy about each one. Like the last season was just like all the fucking narking that was going on from Malia and shit. Like, I hated that, but I loved it too, because I'm like, this, what the fuck? Yo, let her vibe with her, you know, prescription
Valium.
Pills that she doesn't have a prescription for in her CBD pen or whatever the fuck it is. Or that other season where like that fake ass chef got caught out. That was
Mila?
Also fun to watch.
Mila.
Yeah.
That's, it's always a Captain Sandy season that the chef doesn't come through.
Yeah. I felt bad for, what was his name? Koki?
Kiko!
He was clearly such a, like, he was so transparently privileged, like, in the way he'd be like, yeah, you know, because my chef, when I was a little boy, taught me how to cook this food.
Wow.
And you're like, you're a chef? Fool, what the fuck are you talking about?
Also, we all love Kiko, but his job is to cook for a Russian oligarch, like, nephew of Putin.
Yeah.
He's just on Putin's boat getting paid by Putin's evil money.
Yeah. Is that what he does now?
That's what he did before the show.
Oh, wow.
Seems like that's I'm not used to this because I just cook for one guy.
Oh wow, that's tight. Honestly,
yeah.
Kiko, Koki, you fucked up, bro. You shouldn't have left that that oligarch gig. Found yourself on a boat where your self-esteem took such a hit. And all he could do is play his guitar and be sad.
He says, when you take a chance, you take it, because he's from Brazil. So, you know, in Brazil, you either get kidnapped or you take the chance you have. So that's what he did.
You either get kidnapped or you escape.
Yeah. And I loved his stories. Always like my family, because his English was so broken. He'd be like, my family, we had a paint store, and then the paint store got robbed. And you're like, what? Right. What happened? What's? And he's like, and then my father was broke. And you're like, what is the, like, I need more details, Kiko.
How much money was in that till? You gotta use a bank.
He's like, you know how it is. Was it? I don't know. But he was like, you know how it is. And then everyone stole from him the paint. And you're like, what is happening? Oh.
What kind of paint was it?
I know.
I'm curious. I mean, what the fuck? Like,
I don't know.
A lot's riding on this paint store. Or maybe he was describing an art gallery just really terribly.
Yeah.
The art gallery is robbed full of paint stuff. Yeah. Like your paint stuff? Your paintings?
But then he's like, but don't worry. My parents made it back. And you're like, where is, I need the details, Kiko. But
The other thing that got me about that season was, what's homegirl's name from South Africa? Barbie, or what's her? Bugsy?
Bugsy.
And she was loving saying huevos rancheros, she could never say it right. She's like, this is our juegos manchemos. You're going to love it. Oh, and this is from the chef. This is hueros manchegas. And you're like, what the fuck?
It's tough for her to think with all of those accessories on her head just dragging her down.
Well, I think she can hear like radio frequencies because she's just pulling in the like antennas.
That thing's basically a ham radio attached to her head at this point.
All right. Actually, for my last and final question before we end the show, what if that was it? Who has been your favorite cast member throughout all the series eyes?
Someone who like I think I would just be able to like hang out with is maybe Aisha.
Oh, you get it.
Aisha's just like so laid back, like to the point where she's always like, what the fuck is up with everybody? And that's how I feel. So I relate to Aisha the most, probably.
Aisha.
Miles, you fucking get it on a level I couldn't have expected.
Aisha the Geisha. I'll tell you,
I watched this show enough where I'm like, man, fuck that person. I'm like, oh, they're too uptight. Like, they're too serious about this. I think Aisha has the perfect balance of like, she puts in a good shift. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But she also doesn't take that shit personally. But then she's sensitive too, like in the right ways. Like nobody wants to get yelled at by some fucking chef who's having a who's just on one and being like gaslit by some asshole. So you know, I feel Aisha. I think she has her head in the right place, and she just feels like the most relatable of like someone who's like, yes, I am on a reality show where everyone is so unreasonable.
Yeah. Yeah, no, Aisha's my...
And it's so fun to do it!
I don't know! I love you!
Oh my god!
I didn't touch his butt! It wasn't even like that! I'm sorry! I didn't know where to put my hand!
I love... She's my absolute favorite person that's ever been on
No one
show.
Can fit more syllables into a word. Yeah. Than Aisha, even with her own name.
Aisha the Geisha gives fellatio. Love it.
The only other answer I would have accepted for favorite cast member is Horsecock. David from the first season.
Oh, yeah.
Horsecock, that's right.
Love
Nick
to see
and
that.
I looked
about
up
that.
His porn, and he has a huge dick. Like a
you can check that
dick.
Out.
Oh, okay.
That's why we call him.
We should link to it
Show throw that in the chat real quick. He's saying he's a tripod?
Dude, no, he's got a huge... And he did, like... He was in the military, I think. Marines, maybe? I don't know. But he did a lot of, like, military porn. So he had, like, the cut, the haircut, like... And then, like, huge, huge dick. But such a great guy. Like, I really... His name was David. I really liked him.
What's my MOS? 69.
My God. All right, let's get into it. So yeah, Below Deck Season 8, Episode 1. Guys, we're back, baby. It's a new season. They're finally back.
Okay, you got some horse cock in the chat. Jesus Christ. I should just say. Sorry.
Oh, wait, you're dropping horse in the chat?
Horse in the chat. Yeah.
This guy's dropping horse in the chat. Straight horse in the chat.
Oh, my God. Oh, God, I haven't looked at it in so long. It hits the same, man. It's so intense.
You know, it's too early. I don't even know. Like, I asked as a joke. You're like, yeah, yeah, drop that in the chat. I don't know why, like, I reverted to some, like, perverted 14-year-old kid. I'm like, dude, look at this on Rotten.com. Clicked it. So,
dude, there's nobody that doesn't want to see anybody's anything.
Salute the war horses.
That really caught me off guard.
Okay, sorry, guys.
Show's just about Zach's back. Looking at porn?
Yeah, I guess so, dude.
All right, send some more porn in the chat.
Zach's head just creeped into view. He's horse cocks in town.
All right, I'll abide.
Horse cocks in town. Yeah, all right,
I used to
guys.
Work at a stable. Yeah. Hold on, let me look at this.
God, that really fucking, it hits the same, man. It's just so intense.
You can say that again.
All right. So, yes, it's a new season. They're finally back in the Caribbean. I don't know if you guys realize they had to leave the Caribbean for a while because of Hurricane Maria. Yes, Maria.
From beautiful, 2017.
Beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. Perfect. They haven't been able to be back until they could rebuild. Yeah, but they're in Antigua, I believe, now.
Mm-hmm.
So the show starts on February. They've dated it, so you have a sense of coronavirus. So it starts February 11th, 2020. That's the first day.
Mm.
Okay. Now we're in it. We're in the corona. All right. I'm just going to go over the cast and crew real quick. So we have Eddie. Eddie is back. Wow. Eddie. It's been a while.
I have no emotions about Eddie. Like, really? When it's like, and Eddie's, I don't know. I think this is the other thing. You guys have watched everything fairly recently, and like, I have not seen season one since it first aired. You know what I mean? Like, I have not revisited any season.
Wow, you probably didn't even recognize that cock.
No, I didn't. It took me a second. It took me a good 45 seconds of straight staring until I realized, wait, I know that guy. But yeah, like, so like when I saw Eddie, I was like, oh yeah, but I felt like, what? I don't know. He wasn't, I didn't, his first impression of me was like, oh, here we go. Eddie's the bosun this season.
Eddie is like a Jim Carrey wannabe. He fucked Rocky in the laundry room and then denied it.
I'm Eddie. Yeah. He's always doing
bits, bulk, calling Eddie.
Yeah.
You know?
And you know, Captain Lee loves
really talented.
Him. But that's Eddie. Like, he's just like,
what's incredible is that Eddie's not even the only Eddie this season.
No, there's a female Eddie this season. Rachel the chef is the female Eddie. She's like, wah, 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 wah.
Incredible.
Like, I can't
She's
wait
like,
till
I'm going to fuck this charter in the mouth. Whoa, Rachel. All right.
Sorry, that's a Captain Lee line, right?
I'm going to fuck this charter in the mouth.
I'm going to drag this charter through 10 miles of broken dicks.
Well, that's broken dicks. That's the thing I'm learning is in the after show, there was some tension. Eddie was implying there was tension between him and Rachel, which makes me think Eddie doesn't like when there's a second Eddie.
No, we can't have two class clowns.
No.
Right.
Well, anyway, apparently he took 5 years off and now he's older and wiser, but it's still the same guy, which I'm like, yeah, what you are is you're a jokester. You love to be the center of attention. But the second you look like a fool, you turn on everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So, Miles, you're not familiar with how we last saw him hooking up with everybody's favorite Rocky.
No,
and
she's not everyone's
then
favorite.
Then denying it and gaslighting her in front of everyone. And he just looked bad. It was one of the worst looks that anyone's ever had on this show.
That's yes, I remember that. I think that's maybe why I didn't like, I think I had like cauterized that part of my heart for him when that was going on. I'm like, yo, that's a whack ass fucking move. Be like, nah, dude, I don't know what the fuck she's talking about, dude. Like, nah, that's not fact.
She's a liar.
Dude, she's capping, bro. She's capping. That's all cap right there.
Yeah. I don't know.
On television. Disgusting.
And that's why he left. He decided not to go do the show again, but then has come back to be made a fool again. I can't wait. Okay. We also have a new chief stew, Francesca.
Mm-hmm.
She seems intense. She's from Australia. I don't know. She's like, I had to drive on attention to detail. And it's like, yeah, we'll see, honey. We'll see.
Yeah. See, cut to like that clip of her just crying in the bathrobe. And I was like, what? I thought you were a hard ass.
Yeah.
But We're all sensitive, Chief Stew.
That's the thing is,
you can tell she's a Chief Stew because she's the oldest blonde.
Right.
And that's that's apparently what a Chief Stew is on this show.
The yeah, it's almost blonde. Like, yeah, the same like visual cues of like how Hollywood treats actresses.
Yeah.
Sort of like, okay, now you're more of a Chief Stew vibe, I'd say, when I look at you. Yeah. I don't think you'd be playing just a normal stewardess.
Yeah. Rachel, the chef, she says she's really laser focused in the galley, but outside of the galley, she is Eddie. So
she's Ace Ventura.
Yeah, I mean,
do not go in there, my galley, when I'm cooking.
I shit in the sink.
Yeah, honestly, please. Somebody stop me, please.
She takes a different approach than most of the other chefs. I mean, yes, she's angry and upset.
Right.
About stuff that is not on boat, but she wants to bring it on and then yell at other people about how she lost her bag.
Very specifically, my Louis Vuitton. Okay.
You know it had my Louis Vuitton in it. I don't know you.
I know. Like, okay. So now the only thing I can glean from my first interaction with you is you are very superficial and tied to your material items.
But not even that. It's like, clearly, she kind of reminded me. She has like an
why
Eeyore.
Do you need your keys right now? Sorry.
Well, yeah, that's the other thing. It's like, why were your keys out? You're in a different country. Also, what is the number one rule of airports? Don't leave your shit out.
Yeah.
She's like one of those people who's like professionally has their shit together, but then outside of like work, they would like
total
leave the
person.
Oven open and burn their house down, you know? Like her whole, when she's being like, and then I left my bag, and then I came back and everything was gone. And you're like,
Who
does bitch. That? That's how that works.
Yeah. Somebody sigh and go, oh, okay. That's an opportunity right there. This like space person is going to leave their Louis Vuitton bag and like Mercedes key out. It's almost like she's been like, hello, everyone. I'd like to advertise that probably a lot of valuable shit over here. I'm going to place this. Like, I don't also understand how there was an insert shot when she's describing what was taken from her of a Mercedes key and a little Louis Vuitton while like.
It's like
sorry,
Malia took that photo.
Yeah.
Right. Malia. Oh. Look at this shit.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, she's going to be interesting. I'm looking forward to her plot line. All right. Let's go over the rest of the cast. So James, the deckhand, this guy's going to be a shit show. He's like, people prejudge me and think I'm a player, but I'm a flirt. I don't even know. The guy basically
but
said,
I am a player. Yeah.
I'm going to be the one getting kicked out of the clubs this season.
Yeah, I was like, okay. Elizabeth is the spiritual stew. She's like, I'm just trying to get in touch with everything that's like mystical. And I'm like, you're annoying. I can feel it.
Which one's that one? She's the American?
Yeah, she's the second stew, I believe. I don't know. At one point she says, namaste.
Okay, that's like, not my vibe right. It's giving me more orgasms than
no,
even
that's,
me in here.
That's Izzy. And she said she's the one that says she's the walking definition of TMI.
That makes sense.
And by walking, she means like slow-mo walking, because apparently she's one of the slow stews.
Yeah, she's definitely on turtle mode.
Yeah. Then there's Avery, who's a deckhand, who's, why even talk about him? He's out of here.
Yeah.
And then there's Shane, who Shane's a fucking fool. I don't know who this fool thinks he is. He's another deckhand. He's like, I'm a SoCal surfer, but you know what? I'm not a stoner. I'm actually an environmentalist.
I'm actually a meth addict. Like, whoa.
I was like, environmentalist? That's like what me and my friends would joke when we'd be smoking weed. We'd be like, we're environmentalists. I was like, you just called yourself a stoner.
Yeah, especially when you're calling someone out on their like shells that they're like, you're like, whoa, I hate to like fuck it up over here, but like you're not supposed to take those shells. I mean, I get it. Like, yeah, if you're not supposed to, then yeah, you let them know. But like that you definitely have SoCal stoner, like super crunchy hippie vibes.
Yeah.
You can't call yourself an environmentalist when you're that stupid, because then you just, you give a bad name to environmentalists.
Right, people who are like making their life's work the environment.
A stupid person can't adopt any ist that they did not earn in college.
Well, apparently he went to UC Berkeley, so he's got family money. Never mind. He's got
You can go to UC Berkeley and not graduate.
He has the vibe of someone who's never had to like sweat before.
Yeah. That's true.
Well, I just can't wait till we get to the straws.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, he reminds me of someone who would like be standing on the corner with a clipboard trying to get your attention, you know? And you're like, sir,
oh, like, hey, got
back
a second
up.
For the environment? I'm like, no, fool. I mean, I'm plus like not, what? Okay, hold on, who are you with? All right, thanks a lot, man. So I'm working with a sustainable nonprofit right now. And like, we're trying to figure out how to take like decomposed like seashells and like turn them into like decorative like gardening stuff. So if you, I'm like, this is a business, fool.
Yeah, oh, right oh, now yeah, we're yeah. just trying to get money to rent a garage space.
Yeah, that's cool. Also, hey, you got Venmo, dude? You think you just like hit me with like five? I don't know. Whatever. It's all good. I can hit my dad up anyway.
Exactly. All right. They're on My Sienna, which we've seen this boat before.
My Sienna.
Yeah, I guess they like this one. Not my favorite.
Yeah, I don't know why they switch boats, honestly. Ever.
What do you mean? To mix like, it up. The boat's a character,
but what,
dude.
We don't care what the boat looks like. I wish I knew the boat, you know, and I knew secret rooms.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, like the guests did?
Yeah.
Like the guests this time, I remember when he came and he was like, oh, and my friend passed out there. Like, and I was like, okay. We
I remember
you're
that.
You're so good with your money. Your friends regularly pass out on this yacht.
God, imagine trying Charlie. To hang out with this guy.
Oh, man, I would never.
Oh, it's a fucking panic attack. That's the other thing I don't understand when I watch this show. I'm always like, these people are fucked up, and I don't even want anything to do with them. And then I'm like, but let me watch from afar. Like, it's like this fucked up menagerie of, like, wealthy or people who are just burning through money.
That's why we watch it, because we're like, I would never.
So could does imagine, money... Do you guys ever do thought experiments on how we would be on the yacht?
Well, we actually do live on the yacht, and we broadcast from the yacht.
Oh, we recorded so the
guys, yeah, you're zooming in, but we are on the boat.
I mean, as
currently.
Guests, though, not as people who are just kind of barnacling away for a free passage.
Hmm. Oh, you mean the upstairs footsteps?
Yeah. What if you're a footsteps person?
A footstep? Wow. I've never imagined. But,
not a cowering in a bunker guy.
You know, it's like, I don't have any money, sure, but I am very particular. Like, when I go to a restaurant, there's like, you know, 15-point checklist that if you don't do it, I'm like, what? This place needs to be shut down.
Right, this place needs to be burned to the ground.
You don't need to have money to know how it's supposed to be done.
Mm. Right. But you're saying, you would be very particular on this. I mean, what,
oh, for sure, dude.
Like what? What would be a thing if you had to have it on the yacht? Like, you know, like everyone drinks espresso martinis for whatever fucking reason. I think because they can't bring cocaine on the boat, so they feel like that's the closest thing. Or they do, and they're good about hiding it.
The kind of thing that I would get really upset about is if, like, they brought out food with no utensils.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just, like, sat there, and then it was, like, minutes, and I'm just staring at food with no utensils. I would flip out, dude.
Would you do the thing where you're passive aggressively just start eating the food like with your bare hand and be like, oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was Viking dinner night.
I would take handfuls of it and throw it at my guests so they could eat it too.
Jesus. All right. You know, on that note, let's take a quick break.
I don't know, man. They're just footsteps to me.
Right. We'll be right back. And we're back.
Holy shit.
Because they're just footsteps to me. Well, anyway. So Eddie shows up first. Apparently he's been in Baltimore at a harbor tug. I don't know what any of that means.
Oh, for sure. I used to live outside of Baltimore. So
did you work at a
harbor
tug?
No, I've never
tug?
Heard of that.
Oh. Okay. Well, Captain Lee is MIA. Oh no.
This is the equivalent of a park job. Miles, on this show, once an episode, there is a big cliffhanger, you know, that like they are not going to be able to park well. Mm-hmm. And then it comes back
always.
And guess what, buddy? They fucking nail it.
Yeah.
Every time. And Captain Lee injury is the equivalent of a scary parking job.
Yeah,
well, that's
absolutely.
The thing. It's like as if we haven't seen the promo. Like we've seen, we know he's fine.
We know there's not a different captain.
Yeah, we know the season didn't just end abruptly because Captain Lee couldn't do it. Also, yeah, apparently he fell in the shower. He busted a couple ribs. He may need surgery. He's sitting in a wheelchair with all his gold jewelry on. And
way
he's
too
fine.
Much gold.
He loves his gold jewelry.
He's gold, baby.
He looked like a Filipino tennis pro with his like matching Adidas outfit and his gold. I was like, bro, oh this God. Is my homie's uncle right here. Looking fly as shit. But his whole thing, it almost felt like the producers told him, like you're saying, Nick, to create more tension than there needed to be, like where he was almost like, I don't need fucking surgery. Are you kidding me? Yeah. It's like, yeah, but please, Captain Lee, like this will help, like just to create a little bit more drama. He's like, I'm not fucking hurt. You know, like, because he seems like a toxic enough old guy where he'll, like, he probably does need surgery. And he's like, for sure. Fine. But, like, his now that you say that, his energy almost felt like, he's like, can he just please say maybe you need surgery? Because it's such a hard cut to them, him just, like, walking on. He's like, nah, it turns out I didn't. Like,
okay. Everything's so
then
fine.
Later, my favorite scene was just him in the chair being like,
I'm sitting.
I didn't get, how did he fall in the shower and bust ribs? Like, the physicality of that is wild to me.
I think it had something to do with his lovely bride, if you know what I mean.
Oh, okay. Well, Marianne wasn't there, so how would that make sense?
Just a video call.
Yeah. No, okay.
Fine. I put the iPad up in the shower.
Oh, no.
Not a good idea. Yarr, not good. Not good. These damn things aren't waterproof.
He's a full pirate now.
I know.
So much so that when Miles does the impression, he closes one eye.
Sometimes there are certain voices that I do. I need to close that eye to get it out. I don't know why.
Well, it works.
That's my tell. When they're like, that's not his real voice. He's closing one eye.
Yeah. Well, Francesca shows up next. She says she takes her job too seriously, and she says, you must think like a guest, and everything must be perfect and meticulously placed. Then apparently she's been working on yachts for the last 5 years in the Med. Now, my question to y'all is, will she be better, just based on first impressions, than Hannah or Kate?
Better in what way?
Just like a chief stew. Is she going to bring more to the TV?
Oh, yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, I don't think she's there because she's the best chief stew. I think, like, she's wait, she's been doing it 5 years, you
5 minutes,
said?
Yeah, it's 5 minutes.
One of her stews pulled up being like, oh yeah, I've been on this set for 4.5 years, you know what I mean? So it's like, well, you know, like, my chief stew should have at least a decade in, you know what I mean? So I don't know. It also just, I was more just consumed by the fact that so many of, like, the chief stews are like Aussies or Kiwis or South African. And,
well,
you
that's,
know.
That's what I thought. I thought they were trying to bring in a new Hannah for this series. But she's not
Miles,
giving
when are you
going
to be able to see yourself on this show?
What do you mean?
This is the least diverse show on television, hands down.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I remember what was the, how many Ross? Seasons ago there was the actual, like, black woman on there?
Yeah.
Was Simone. It Brianna?
Simone.
Or Simone. Yeah, Simone. And I was just like, bro, I felt so bad for her. I'm like, this is not the place for you, Ma. And like, these people aren't completely unaware of how, like, one note this entire crew and culture is. And like, her having to navigate that was awful. I don't know. I mean, when I see myself on this show as, like, you know, being part of Johnny Damon's entourage.
Oh, yeah. That's fun.
You know what I mean? That's what that's what I'm trying to get into. Because Johnny Damon looks like he's a fucking nightmare.
He looks like a great guy until about 9 p.m.
I don't know.
He's hard to talk to.
He's a werewolf.
Yeah. He's one of my favorite guests, I think, because he seems pretty down to earth, like, in how he acts. Like, other than, like, the food needing to be, like, extra hot for him, like, he seems fine. Like, he's not, like...
No, like, not like, I think he's, like, morally, but, like, I don't know if I could keep up, because it looks like then he reaches this other mode. He has that vibe where it's like almost where I get scared. I'm like, dude, you know, like, there's people you party with and, like, you try and keep up with and you're like, I'm going to die because this person is just on some other shit. That's how I feel. Like, that's where I'm like, it's a night, like, it would be a nightmare to, like, be part of his entourage if you cannot just drink, you know, three fifths to the head already.
Well, I agree with that. And I think the majority of the guests who come on this show are like that. And I think it's very dangerous for people who drink this much to be on boats.
Oh, yeah. I'm surprised there aren't, like, awful, like, leg breaks and
things
like
that. Isn't it crazy?
That.
I mean, Ashton almost lost, or is Ashton or the
Ashton,
other guy
yeah,
who looks
Ashton.
Like Ashton? Yeah, almost lost his leg because of that. Rope got tied around. But yeah, it's surprising, like, just on reality shows in general, how few people die while filming. Mm. They're always dying later.
Yeah.
Well, there were two reality show deaths this week.
There were?
Did you see? Yeah, what? One, a guy from 60 Days In, who killed it on 60 Days In. I love that show. But he was like one of the best, you know, and he like kind of like fit in really well. I mean, he's like a former Marine. There are so many Marines on that show. But yeah, anyway, he killed himself. And then the chick who got third place on American Idol
Nikki
season
McKibben.
One, Nikki McKibben,
yeah, she had a brain
died
aneurysm.
Of a brain aneurysm at 42. Oh. But she was also premiered, like, she had also been previously on Dr. Drew's Celebrity Rehab in 2008. So I don't know what her story.
Right. She was great. She was like the rock star one on American Idol. Mm. Oh, all right. Well, that's a great pick.
RIP our people.
Yeah. All right. So we meet Avery, Elizabeth, James, Izzy, and Shane. James is like, I wouldn't kick Francesca out of my bed. And it's like, you're a creep, dude.
Who's kicking people out of bed? Like, why would you bring her into your bed?
Well, you would fuck her and then you'd be like, get lost, bird.
Yeah. Oh,
I don't share my bed overnight. Let me call you an Uber.
Has that ever happened to you guys?
No, I don't ever leave my house.
Have I ever been kicked out?
Yeah.
Yeah, all the time.
Oh, shit. Sorry. Oh,
yeah. No one wants to be near me. I'm not even talking like a romantic context. You're like, hey, man, can you go? I'm like, oh, all right. Or like, I'll be at a restaurant. Like, hey, man, you mind finishing that outside? Oh, all right.
Wow. Ugh.
Sorry, we're not used to having guests. I don't know what questions to
Yeah, what are you doing?
They're too sad to ask.
Hey, man, are you a loser?
Yeah.
What are you
Life
doing,
loser? For sure. Well,
anyway, back to the show. Elizabeth, yeah, she has 4.5 years of experience on yachts doing yoga or whatever. Okay, now Avery. Avery's interesting to me because I don't even know if we should spend any time on Avery because, spoiler
alert. Well, he's
alert.
The backbone of this deck crew. Yeah. He's the one guy who Eddie's going to be able to turn to make sure all the parking goes good.
Right. Because it's either like the English fuck machine or surfer stone kebab who's like not even gonna be fucking around. Like it's I feel bad.
That guy's not even good at his own interests. There's no way he's gonna be good at this.
Yeah, I saw the preview of Shane like just jumping into like the ocean all awkwardly. He's like, this is the life, man. I'm like, dude, you're not even good at being like a fucking ham.
Yeah. Yeah, no, this is Eddie is fucked because guess what? Avery leaves. But anyway, we learned that he loves yachting. And he can't imagine doing anything else. And he says he's been on his own since he was 16. And he's from a very dark place because he left school and he wasn't speaking to his family. And he found yachting and yachting saved his life.
Facts.
I think he's the new Kyle. If he had stayed, do you remember Kyle? The one who was like a street performer. He was like British. He had the trans fiance.
Kyle Adam Dixon at gmail.com.
Yes, you keep giving his email out to everyone.
His email was on his CV that they showed. So I say Kyle Adam Dixon
they just
at gmail.com.
On air? Yeah.
Nick is constantly telling people his email.
Oh, great.
Well, but he reminds me of like a Kyle figure, dark past, but great personality, nice guy.
Good heart. Yeah.
Good heart. Gets arrested for robbing a club later on. Poor Kyle.
He got arrested for robbing.
Yeah, he stole like $8K from a club or something. I don't know.
Oh,
and then the whole season, he's like, it's all about how in love he is with his girlfriend,
right.
And then he like proposes to her at the end, and then right afterwards, like he leaves her, whatever.
Ugh. Then maybe he's just in it for the, you know, for the airtime. You know, you hate to see those ones.
Yeah. Well, I always
like on
him.
Shark Tank. That happened. I don't know if you watch Shark Tank a lot, but every time a product comes in and they're like, we want $1 million for 1% of our company. And they're like, you're not here for a deal.
Yeah.
You're here for exposure. Go fuck yourself.
Get the fuck out of here. But I like this. You can put a kickstand on anything.
Yes. Here is my $1 million.
Yes.
Yeah. Huh. So you call it the horse cock, huh?
Yeah. Wait, hold on. These are just pictures of your penis, sir.
All right, you got me.
All right, you got me. All right, I'll take off, sharks. Thanks a lot
for
having me.
But y'all looked at it.
Horsecock@gmail.com.
Horsecock. All right, yeah. So we learned that Izzy has been around boats her whole life, but she was too cheap to pay for a holiday, so she started working on boats. I guess that's a way around it. Shane is just dilly-dallying around and lost on the boat. And he's like, I'm pretty new to yachting, but I went to UC Berkeley. And I've been out of college for a year. And everyone was getting these jobs at Google and Apple. And I was like, boats. And then he's like, I've never been on a yacht like this before. And I'm like, how do they get these jobs? Like, how do you get a job like this? You just show up?
It seems like it. No one has ever done anything. Most seasons, there's at least a crew member and at least one stew that has never seen a fork.
Right. Or they're like, how do I pour this into a cup? They're like, what? Oh. Have you never poured a drink before? Like, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hold the champagne bottle vertically when I was pouring.
Yeah. Well, he lets Eddie know right away that he's green, and Eddie's like being pretty Eddie's being decently chill about it, but I'm like, Eddie is so fucked.
It's episode one.
Eddie's fucked.
Was Avery the one that was casually like, yeah, I was second deckhand on a 100 meter, and they're like, oh, you're second on a 100 meter. Oh wow, okay. So this guy knows what's up.
Yeah, I think it was. And then Eddie was like being all like, oh, yeah, oh, you know what you're doing? And then it's like he leaves and Eddie's like, no,
please,
no,
fuck your grandma, man. You're fucking leaving me in the trenches here, you asshole.
Tell your grandma to take me with her.
Hey, man, you might as well just take me with you too, man, at this point.
It's a grandma. Yeah. But anyway.
Oh wow, Nick!
Some real Lieutenant Governor of Texas vibes over there. It's like maybe she needed to die to keep the economy going. What's the problem?
As someone who hasn't had a grandparent in over 2 decades, I can say you don't need them.
Yeah, okay.
It's been a while.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Francesca says she likes to be. Her chief stew balance is to be a mom and a hard ass. But Elizabeth says that she's used to working with militant chief stews who are mean, but she believes in being aligned and she really feels energies and vibes. And she's like, I think Francesca has pure intentions. And I'm like, oh, she's going to slap you across the face. Okay. Like, have you never seen this show?
Dude, homegirl is asking to be scammed.
Yes.
Like with that kind of talk. Like that's the kind of thing where you're like, oh, you're a mark.
Like, yeah, you're going to get that, branded like, with.
Her and Rachel
should
travel
with your own
together.
Sage.
No, you're branded with your own sage. She's taking the vow. Ooh, good. I mean, her and Rachel will kill it together, being robbed across this world.
Yeah, Elizabeth has, I don't know, there's something about, she reminds me of like the kind, some like women I would date like right after college. Where you think like you also have the universe figured out, and then like you meet some person like, yeah, dude, it's just like I really feel your intentions and your vibes. I'm like, yeah, for sure. Like I love this too. I'm all about the universe, ma. And then you're like, oh, you have anger problems.
Yes, it seems like you really see me. I love being seen.
Thank you.
What's that? Wait,
that's Rob from
Rob
last season.
Back?
Oh yeah, well, I don't know if Rob had like the vibes of like a ghost of a Viking.
Well, that's okay. Someone tweeted at us that on Reddit they called him a Civil War ghost.
Oh really?
Yeah,
dude. Whatever it is, he has the strongest ghost vibes. Like not even like he'll ghost you, like of an apparition, a specter. He got this thing where he's like, I've left my human form, so what even matters anymore?
Wait, it's me, Rob.
Nick. Oh, no, Rob's here.
Nick.
Okay. Hey, Rob, how have you been?
Nick, I have a joke for you.
Oh, incredible. I've been missing your jokes.
Love these.
Why did the tomato blush?
God. Why?
Because it saw the salad dressing.
Okay.
Rob, we've heard that one.
Have you? Oh no!
Yeah, you told us.
I've blown it,
Rob. You're bleeding from your nose terribly right now.
It's because Jess hit me.
Oh, yo, God. Rob's the only person who could date Jess because you know she's gonna burn your house down and try to kill you. But since he's a literal ghost,
it doesn't matter.
He could just poof.
She's getting the bum end of that deal. I'll tell you that, bro. Well, you can't kill something that's already dead.
Rob, get the fuck out of here. This is not your season.
Yeah, get some new jokes.
Sorry. I'll leave until I'm rehired to do the crossing. Bye.
He might be captain one day.
He just vanished into a puff of vape smoke.
Well, that's Rob.
Yeah.
It's CBD. All right, so don't get excited.
Well, get that off this boat. It's illegal.
It's CBD. All right. So Izzy says she hasn't banged anyone for a while, so she's basically humping the beds while making them.
Yo, she was throwing it back.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was
baby.
Like, yo, Izzy, come on now. Izzy is or Izzy ain't going to throw it back in front of me like that.
Look, somebody knows how to get screen time.
Well, she wasn't too worried when the bidet squirted her in the face. She was like, yes, queen.
Well, it was that thing where she wasn't sure how to play it for camera almost. Yeah. So she was like, oh, I just took a mouthful of bidet water too. Like, do I start dry heaving or do I kind of be like, it's nothing. I guess I'll just clean up.
Yeah.
She just like takes out her toothbrush and just starts brushing her teeth in the bidet water. It's clean water. Yeah. All right. Don't give me this shit.
No, yeah.
They're not shooting your asshole with dirty water.
Yeah, well, you just hope the nozzle is clean.
Oh, well, there's no clean nozzles anywhere.
That's what she said.
Well, that's a really nihilistic way to look at it. I'm going to be honest.
Take a good look.
Filthy. So that's why you got to drink it no matter what.
Go to your sink right now. Pull out the screen and tell
me
what it
looks
like.
Every 3 weeks.
Shut up.
I take it out
all the time because I put them in my bowl.
Disgusting. All right. So James says yachting isn't a career for him. He's just here to flip, make money, and party. And I'm like, okay.
I like that.
Yeah. Shane says he has a girlfriend, which is boring. So whatever.
I don't trust myself, man.
Stupid.
Okay.
It's like, I don't
What are you,
care.
A fucking, like a predator? What does that even mean?
Bro, you don't understand how much I get thrown at me, bro.
Yeah. It's wild, dude.
You don't live that life.
Call me Jorge Posada, the way I'm just catching balls left and right, dude. This just coming at me like crazy.
There's no way. He has a girlfriend that was in a sorority, that
Catch
was a sister
the
sorority
there you
to
go,
his fraternity.
Nick.
Okay.
What did you say?
From the 90s.
From the 90s. He said it's getting thrown at him, and I made a stupid MLB reference to the 90s, to the glory days of the Yankees.
We don't play sports here.
27 rings, bro.
The chef arrives. She had all her shit stolen when she was at the airport. And yeah, her Louis Vuitton. No. But yeah, she's been a chef for 14 years. And yeah, she seems good at her job and a goddamn fool the rest of her life. Yeah.
Man, I know it's like a pilot episode, you know, so we can't get into all the characters.
Yeah.
I want more of the chef. Like chefs, dude, they make or break the season. Nothing was like those episodes with Mila.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, I love a crazy chef. And we fucking got one.
It's pure chaos because Mila was like pure confidence, like a confidence woman, a con artist, you know, who like just came through and like, oh yeah, I got this. Oh yeah, no problem. Cut to like trash coming out.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the fuck?
She's like, tacos.
Like this fool, you had the gall to even put this shit out? Like, honestly?
Yeah.
Salute. Like, that's some fucking confidence right there.
I said on my CV I was an artist. Con
artist. And then she's like, Putin will not accept you and your gay boy behaviors. And you're like, what?
Whoa, yeah. Oh, I forgot about that. When she started showing her like ultra conservative ass. And we're like, this is all bad.
Like Siberian homophobic mountain woman. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Captain Lee comes back to the boat and he says, no hugs. His ribs are killing him. It only hurts when he moves and breathes, but other than that, he's fine. But he feels like he's been wrapped in a bed sheet and beaten with a ball bat. Suck it up, cream puff. Okay.
Oh boy.
Do we know what month this is?
February.
Oh, February. Okay. So it's
February 11th.
In the middle. Yeah.
God. This is what I'm dealing with, Miles. I know. You're not even listening to anything I'm saying.
I know. I've heard. And that's why, you know, once we transition Nick off this show, I think we'll actually have the podcast we've been talking
about. Wait a second.
Guys, sorry. I'm recording a different podcast in another room.
Well, anyway, they have a staff meeting. Oh, my favorite part of the first episode. They have the staff meeting and we meet the boat ghosts.
Yay, boat ghosts.
Ghosts are here.
Everybody drink.
We have engineers Mario and Zach and first officer John.
God, where do they hide?
I don't know, man, but they
I don't
put
even hear their
away.
Footsteps.
They put them away in a room that they refuse to acknowledge and then they only come out when an alarm goes off.
Those are the people who are actually working.
Yes. We call them the boat ghosts because like who the fuck are they?
Yeah, and they show up and be like, oh my God, there are other people this whole time?
Yes. Yeah, he's like, I got to do some paperwork for this CBD pen. Like, who are you? Right.
They're like, hold on, let me get out the binder. CBD? Let me look that up. It's like, what's this binder? It's a list of icky drugs that you can't bring on a boat.
Yeah. So yeah, in the staff meeting, we hear the classic, don't embarrass me. No male intimidation. Respect only. Whatever.
Wouldn't it be funny if the boat ghosts this season were like completely green? I hope nothing goes wrong.
Yes.
No one's going to even teach us how to do stuff because we're not allowed to be on camera.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, no.
They're like, I was renting jet skis out on the beach, and then this producer asked if I wanted to work on this yacht. I don't know.
Yeah.
I was just pulling straws out of turtles' noses.
I was just cutting turtles open and taking the plastic out of them and then throwing them back in the water.
Yeah, I was complaining at the airport check-in about the baggage fees with a completely unrelated thing, and a producer asked if I wanted to work as a boat ghost, and I said, sure.
I was just stealing this lady's purse, her Louis Vuitton.
Her Mercedes key.
I was just trying the keys in every lock until I figured out where
they were
going.
John, why are you always sweating in front of Rachel? What's the deal, man? Oh, nothing. Do you guys, it's like weird. You never want to talk to her. Like, is there something going on? No, nothing. Nothing at all.
Yeah. So Captain Lee gives Francesca the rundown, and he's basically like, don't bother me or talk to me ever. Like, that's Captain Lee's style of captaining. He's just like, I don't ever want to babysit. If I see your face, you're fired. Well, like, remember Captain Sandy is just like, come to me about everything. I'll help micromanage everything. Captain Lee, hey, man. Don't even acknowledge him as the captain. Leave him the fuck alone. Just bring him his goddamn cereal and his coffee and his mug that says Captain Lee on it that Marianne made at her pottery barn or at her pottery studio.
Color Me Mine class?
Yeah, at her Color Me Mine.
Yes.
Class, pottery barn. She has a barn in Beck where she does pottery. But anyway, yeah, Captain Lee's style of running a boat is to not acknowledge anything until he gets called out about it at the reunion. Yeah. And then he'll be like, oh, weird. I wasn't aware that a bunch of men were bullying all the women.
Really?
Meh. And then he's like, if you could excuse me. And then he leaves when he gets questioned too hard.
I don't need this crap. It's like, okay, typical fucking toxic dude behavior. It's like, oh, really? Can't handle it when you're being confronted with your own shit?
Yeah. But anyway, he says, Francesca's got some big shoes to fill. It took a long time to get to the level of trust where me and Kate were at. Also, you didn't fire my crease in my pants correctly. And it's like, dude.
Please.
Shut up. Which is, you know, you have to, the way he dresses of the crease going all the way up to his coochie hole. What is that? Is that a look?
I don't know. Fuck pleats and shit. Also, like, my legs are too big most of the time, like, with slacks I wear, that the pleats vanish around mid-shin. Because my leg is, you know, testing the strength of the fabric very high up my leg. So, I don't like pleats. It used to be a thing people would be like, oh, you iron your pants right? I'm like, no, man. These pants, I don't have time to get bigger pants tailored, so I will fit in these ones, and my leg are blowing the pleats out. I'm sorry, can we move on? This is a wedding that
so
we
you
already
invented
know is going to be a
failure. Half pleat.
I don't know if I did, but, you know, I guess I'll wear that honor proudly, if that's the case.
Yeah.
Down from the knee down.
Yeah.
You might want to get, like, just bigger pants if you want the crease to...
But then I'm going to look like Michael Jordan.
Yeah, that's the point.
You know what I mean? Like, might as well boot cut, you know? Or, like, I've worn something where it looks like that, but it's just that my legs, you know, I'm just got them thick thighs. So I rock the pleat, you know? Like, pleat from the shin down.
God, I just can't picture your thick ass thighs.
A lot of people can't picture a lot of things. Most people were used to seeing me from the neck up. I was,
send me a link to
I'll drop it in the chat. I'll drop it in the chat. Be careful what you click on.
Horse thighs.
Horse thighs. Jesus.
Holy
Christ.
Shit. We got horse thighs over here.
Okay. Yeah. So, okay, this is weird to me because Francesca says that she used to work in event
Hold
management.
Hold on. Back to your thighs for a second.
Okay. Go ahead.
Does that mean you have a big butt?
Tiniest butt.
No, Miles has a little like what did you call it?
I got mum bum. I got I have like a mom butt and big old thighs. I carry a lot of my weight in my legs actually.
Well, that means you're strong. good center of gravity.
Yeah, exactly. Just not emotionally.
Lyra and I, we refer to one reality show as Big Butt. That's the name of it, and that's what we call it. Whenever we see it's like, back, Big Butt's back.
Which one is that?
And it's The Prophet.
Oh.
Marcus Lemonis. He has the biggest butt in reality television. Because it's not, you know, it's like, you know, you're not expecting it. If you just see him, you don't.
You're like, oh, shit.
He doesn't have big butt vibes. But then if you look at his butt, you're like, what the fuck? And he mentions it sometimes. But it's like when an actress gets pregnant on a sitcom, but her character's not pregnant, they have to like hide it behind stuff.
Right.
So he's always like behind a table, you know, get a pillow back there.
Yeah. There's always like a long buffet behind him. Like a 14-foot sub gone sandwich.
Wait, I need to see his butt.
Oh, check it out. Yeah, maybe I'll drop it in the chat.
Yeah, drop in the chat.
Yeah, can you horse drop it in the butt. Chat, man?
Horse butt.
Marcus Lemonis, horse ass.
Well, okay, so I'm curious. So Francesca says she worked in event management with high-profile magazines in Sydney. But then, like, why did she leave that, what sounds like, promising job to be, like, a glorified maid?
I don't know, to travel the world? You know, when you're yachting it up, I don't know. Like, I've never even tried to enter the mind of someone who's on this show because typically it's either like they're actually yachties and it's cool that they could also be on TV or they're people who just want to be on TV.
That's a valid point. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and finish this episode out. And we're back. So we have our first charter meeting with Captain Lee, Francesca, Eddie, and Rachel. And then classic, very intense guest, Charlie Walters is coming on board. And he was the gay guy who was into Bruno in season 4.
For sure. On his itinerary requests, it's got one of my favorite lines.
Neon Carnival?
And it says, Charlie would love to see dolphins.
Hell yeah.
All right, so I have
real quick one. He was also the guy that Josiah was scared of, remember, because he had all this like trauma from like being bullied by other gay men,
by the tough gays. By gym gays or whatever.
Gym gays? What are gym gays? Oh, like they go to the gym. I thought you meant like gym. Oh yeah, well anyway, it turns out they all,
Josiah's got a big giant butt too.
Right All right, give us their likes and dislikes.
All right, so I just have the front page from Charlie and the itinerary request, but Charlie Walters, L.A., California. Charlie is a successful PR consultant in sports and entertainment. He has been working hard planning an event in Tokyo for the upcoming Olympic Games. Why is that important?
Well, it's about to get canceled.
He failed. And he hopes to use this vacation as a fun way to get inspiration from his friends and the crew to put towards his plans. Okay, he's going to steal his friends' ideas. Joining Charlie and his boyfriend Carlos, who is
Kados.
I can't read it very well. I'm taking a picture of the TV, y'all. Who is sales and marketing rep for a fitness company. Also joining are Staronica, who knows, a great friend and fitness instructor, Jamie, who runs a notable commercial production company and is helping Charlie produce content for the event in Tokyo. We get it. Jerry, a business investor, some guy, something, who works in production finance, and Lexi, who has been working in something. I can't read anymore.
That's fine.
But then the itinerary requests, we got, you know, Charlie wants to see the dolphins. Mm-hmm. They must have a reliable life jacket as somebody's not a good swimmer.
Oh.
And Ashley wants a jet ski and snorkel. I don't know. It doesn't matter. I can't read anymore.
Well, yeah. So they want keto and vegan. They want an international themed dinner on the first night and the neon carnival theme party with a birthday.
Keto and vegan are words that bring chefs to their knees, usually.
Well,
usually.
Not Rachel.
Not unless you're fucking mouths like Rachel is.
Apparently, Rachel, when she isn't doing yachting, she's a private chef Ayurvedic practitioner in Monaco. And she studied in India for 3 months. Now, what's an Ayurvedic practitioner?
I believe it's Vedic.
Okay, well, what is that?
It's like a holistic healing thing.
Oh,
like
so
Reiki
she,
or Ayurveda. Like, I don't know. Like people, it's like its own form of holistic medicine, I believe.
She like cures people or helps heal people through food?
Sure. Fuck yeah.
In Sanskrit, it means the science of life.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, it says professionals with additional training in pathology and disease management beyond that of whatever. These professionals
treatments,
also
massage,
practice
diet and more. It's everything. Yeah.
Using diet and lifestyle to help promote healthcare and help. Okay.
Have you guys looked at Charlie's Instagram?
No.
Oh, my God. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Olympic Chaz.
Yes.
No.
He says founder of goldmeetsgolden.com. I went to the website. Dead link. It's not a real website. Olympics enthusiast and journalist. He misspells journalist.
Name?
Olympic Chaz.
This is all he talks about?
Yeah, I'm like, bro, you know, I mean, I guess there'll be an Olympics in 2021 because people are losing. Yeah, he's a journalist if you're going to read that as the French word.
Joie de vivre.
You are journalist.
That's hilarious.
Wow, he's got a lot of followers.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's always partying.
Journalist? What the fuck?
Okay. Yeah, this dude's basic. Basic.
He just likes face paint. He loves face paint.
How many do you have a picture with Simone Biles? Because Charlie does.
I know. He's just like an Olympic.
No, I have a picture with Simone from Below Deck.
He's like a gold medal hoe. You know, he just like wants, he's like, if you got a gold medal, Charlie's there looking to flick it up with you one time.
Yeah, I guess he just does all the marketing for Olympia.
Yeah, because he's like kicking it with Michael Phelps and shit. Whatever, I don't know. I'm giving way too much energy to Charlie.
His hair
I'm like,
is so funny.
I'm always curious to know what the guests are really about because like being on a show like this is like another form of like padding your ego or like your image in a certain way. And I'm always like, what the fuck is really going on with you? Like, who are you actually?
Wow, here he is with beach volleyball players. Wow. Okay.
Oh, yeah. This show is like, it's like a commercial these people are doing for themselves a lot of the time.
And half the time, like, they don't even end up, like, looking good on the other side. No. You're like, oh, my God. Well, I think if anything, you've lost business.
Almost never.
They wear shirts with their brands on them, and then you know which brand to avoid. It's perfect.
Yeah, the only guy I've ever liked is the termite guy.
The termite guy. All right, guys. It's the next day. It's a storybook. So Rachel's the female Eddie, and she's showing everyone her camel toe.
Ooh.
She's like, camel toe, toe, I ain't got a camel toe.
She'll be like, I'm 50, I can kick. Yeah. I smell my fingers when I get nervous.
And Eddie is just from afar glaring at her like, that's my bit. I'm the only one with camel toe.
The SNL cheerleaders is my bit.
Eddie hates her. Oh, I did learn in the after show that Eddie, and do you guys remember Parker from Sailing?
For sure.
Eddie and Parker grew up together. Now, if that doesn't explain everything you need to know about Eddie and Parker,
Okay.
Where?
Wherever, you know, in
Eddie
that, like...
talks about how privileged he was.
That camp farm thing, that the cult that he grew up in. Remember, like, he was like, my parents ran a summer camp. And that's what I grew up doing, being a summer camp counselor all the time. And I'm like, you were in a cult.
I feel like, forgive me, I don't learn the people's names until the third episode usually. Mm-hmm. Who's the flighty kid?
Shane?
The crew doesn't know anything? Shane. I wouldn't be surprised if he grew up there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. For sure.
He like looks like he just like grew up like on a little yacht in like Marin.
He probably did. Like,
no schooling.
Off. Yeah, like go to like Sausalito. Like, I don't know. It's like where I'm around. It's what I'm about.
Well, yeah, yeah.
These are some SoCal references that are too deep.
Some
yay
area.
Me.
Yeah, that's like up there. Up there.
No Bay area.
Okay.
Up there. That's for old Anna Hosnier there.
Yeah, no, he definitely. Yeah. So Shane, apparently he's like, I'm a big morning guy and body is temple. And I like to wake up and meditate and really set the flow state for the day and have my press that. I don't even know what he says, but Captain Lee's like watching him do yoga on the deck, and he's like, yeah, these fucking kids.
That's fucking
my back hurts.
You should try some yoga, you might feel a lot better. So first red flag about Izzy is she takes 32 minutes to bring Captain Lee his breakfast, which is just pouring cereal in a bowl.
You want to do it right though?
No.
Didn't they clarify, like, wasn't she like, isn't his breakfast something? He's like, it's this. Or it wasn't Sears like yogurt or something? And like, it involves some manner of chopping?
No, it was like Cheerios. He likes like wheat Cheerios or something.
Oh, it seemed like the bowl that was presented to him looked like it had like a bunch of cut up watermelon rinds or something.
Yo, I got a question. What's wheat Cheerios?
I don't know. Remember, she's like Cheerios and then someone else is like wheat Cheerios or something. That's how he stays healthy.
There's no wheat Cheerios.
I don't know what they
aren't
said.
They
well,
all, they're all wheat, aren't they?
Yeah, I think it just that's just Cheerios.
It's Cheerios or it's Honey Nut Cheerios. You know, if you're, yeah, if well, you're getting there that are flavor like, crunch.
There are an insane number of Cheerios. Apple cinnamon Cheerios.
Mm-hmm. Cheerio, maybe.
Well, others. You weren't going to go further?
I don't know them.
Well, anyway, Captain Lee, well, he got his breakfast, whatever. And he's like, I'm so happy I can have a bosun who knows what he's doing. Because I had to deal with Nico and Chandler, and they sucked. And Ashton was a woman manipulator. That's why I'm so happy I have Eddie back. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Wait, it's not wheat. It's oats.
Ugh, whatever.
Oh, fucking
hell. Oat Cheerios? Oh, my God. This guy, you don't get healthy by just adding oat to your cereal. Cereal is packed with sugar.
Mm. True. All right. We got Cheerios, oat, and honey. We got Cheerios, toasted coconut.
Mm.
We got
fuck.
Banana nut Cheerios.
Mm.
Dude, or the coconut with banana, I feel like would be a real tropical treat.
What you got to do is get different
mix them, man.
Boxes.
Yeah, make your own concoctions, man.
Yeah.
Anyway, you've tuned in to Cheerio Talk.
Sorry, yes. Guys. We got chocolate Cheerios. We got peanut butter chocolate Cheerios. We got very berry Cheerios. We got peach Cheerios.
Too many.
This is things over time, right? These aren't, I don't think those are on the shelves right now, are they?
No, but I think last time I looked at Cheerios, there were like 6 or 7 different Cheerios. Mm,
you'll love to see it.
They're rocking it.
All right.
All right. Sorry, guys.
So Elizabeth says that she wants this to be the first charter where she doesn't fall in love with somebody, which is clear she's going to fall in love with like James or something and he's going to like put in her butt. Yeah. So the guests arrive. And with one look, you already know that they're going to be incredibly high maintenance because they're already like hitting on James. Izzy, more red flags. She's taking 10 hours to make an espresso shot, which I'm pretty sure you just put the little thing in there and you press make. It's all.
Oh, look who's wow. a fucking stew all this
yeah,
easier said
well,
than done.
I literally wrote in my notes, how do I know more of what to do than this bitch? Like, I
maybe
even
it's
know.
Because you are in charge of an office.
Well, that I'm not in charge of an office. I think it's because I've watched every single one of these episodes in the span of like 8 months. So I understand what the job is for the most part.
You can make an espresso martini right now, just like within 2 seconds.
I just know that like you put the little pod in the thing, like everything's automated now. They do that on purpose to make everything quicker because your job is so hard.
Right.
But she's like, oh, come on, just work, man. Oh, come on, man, just
I better
work.
Get the other one going, too.
It's just like, okay. Well, anyway, the guests are complaining.
You gotta put water in it?
Yeah.
Well, nobody said anything. It just said to put it in and press the button.
It's just coming out as more powder.
She's like, fuck it, all right, Izzy, just bust them open and mix them with water yourself, like emptying the little Nespresso pods.
Oh, no, the machine put a hole in my Nespresso pod. Well,
better get another one.
Well,
we're out of Nespresso pods.
They're taking so long that the guests are starting to complain. And Charlie basically comes up and offers to help Izzy make drinks. And of course, Francesca's not happy. And it's like, Izzy, all you do is just radio people and be like, hey, guys, can someone go get the sunscreen? All right, I'm making drinks. Charlie, I really insist that you do not help. But you know what? Izzy, she's slower than molasses. Mm. So anyway, Izzy says she regrets working as a stew now and she doesn't want to work with all these extra guests and her extra chief stew. And it's like, yeah, bitch, this is the job. Like you, that's the whole idea is like terrible human beings come on and you have to wait on them hand and foot.
I like that it was first day. She's like, okay, now I regret it.
I know. Well, anyway, Elizabeth seems good at her job, but we'll see. Rachel's a big old nerd, apparently, and she's like, cooking is like a puzzle. And then she leaves her spatula out and it gets stolen. And but the guests seem to like her food. Shane rolls through with a bunch of paper straws and he gets rid of all the plastic ones because he's an environmentalist. And he says he rolls everywhere with paper straws in his bag.
because that's it. But also, he drives a Hummer and he rolls coal.
This is not going to fly. Nobody wants paper straws. We all know plastic, the big problem with plastic is not through straws. There was just a picture of a turtle once, and that's what happened. The straws, and we all know Starbucks spends more plastic on their tops, their strawless tops, than they did when they had straws. There is more plastic in the world. This is not the angle, and you cannot go on a millions-dollar yacht and start throwing around paper straws.
Well, the thing is, paper...
He's going to get stabbed.
Paper get it straws, higher up. Start at the stop at the industry level, not at the consumer level.
Paper straws are not very yes. physically... They don't stay after a while. The best type of straws that I've used other than plastic are the bamboo straws. Those ones are actually good.
I actually like those more too because it feels like I'm in like Swiss Family Robinson or some shit where you're like, oh shit, I'm using bamboo as a straw. And then you kind of chew on it at the end.
Yeah, but
I still use Twizzlers.
Oh, you legend.
Every day, no matter what.
Have a root beer float no with waste. A Twizzler straw.
Yep. I'm like on a hike. I got my water bottle.
Jesus.
My Twizzler straw. Ah,
God, it melted in the bottle. I guess it's really hot out.
Well,
happy accident.
Anyway, the guests are on jet skis. And of course, every time they're like, oh no, all these drunk people are using the jet skis. Oh, God.
High speed watercraft under the influence.
And then every deckhand's like stressed out the whole time. And it's like, this is what it is. You're letting drunk people use motorized vehicles in the water. Like, what did you think was going to happen?
Right.
And the funniest thing is when they're trying to get the I don't know what they're trying to do. They're trying to get the jet ski back to the boat. And Eddie falls in the water. And then Shane's like helping him up. And he's like, get off of me. It's like, that's Eddie. That's Eddie in a nutshell. He's all good vibes until he looks like a fool. And then he's pissed and his like dignity is out the window
and he leaves for 5 years.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
so
he spent years just being like, the second I get on that boat, I'm gonna look so fucking cool. When I get back on there, I'm not gonna make any mistakes.
Right.
And then episode one, just like that other girl, this was a mistake.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, he actually kind of made himself fall in the water. Like, he didn't have to, like, grab onto the boat and try and hold on. Like, he could have just stayed on the jet ski and tried to come back in. But instead, he just decides to, like, fall in the water and then get upset when someone tries to help him in. Eddie's going to keep an eye on Eddie this season.
I'll keep an eye on him.
All right. Last thing that happens is Avery learns his grandma's not doing well and he decides he has to leave. And he tells Captain Lee, and Captain Lee's like, I understand.
It makes sense because he's a doctor and he's the only one who can cure her.
Right. So anyway, Avery's the only good deckhand and Eddie is low-key tripping, which I think is funny. I'm like, yeah, fuck you, Eddie. And then Avery bounces and he's like, I feel bad, but like, I have to go. And then he leaves.
Facts.
And Captain Lee is like, oh my God. Oh,
yeah,
God.
Go ahead. No, always.
Yeah.
First.
Yeah. And then he's like,
fucking
fuck,
loser.
Fuck! Fuck!
Fuck! Ah! Fuck!
And that's where the episode ends.
Wow.
Good times.
Boat facts?
Yeah, it's time for boat facts with Nikki Tease. You have 8 minutes and then we have to hop off. So
8 minutes? When have I needed 8 minutes for a boat fact?
I know,
I've done a boat fact in 5 seconds before.
I know. You're the worst.
This is from RR_26 from Apple Podcast Reviews.
Oh,
Get it. We have a boat fact. So there's a bunch of praise. I'll skip it. It's mostly for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And she says, I have a boat fact about a very cool kind of boat I just learned about. Houseboats are not usually works of art so much as utilitarian pontoons, which I've never seen this level of shade thrown on a houseboat before.
Wow.
This person is coming for houseboats.
Fuck.
But in the Kerala region of India, the Kedavalam-style houseboats drift through the waters with ornate thatched roofing, beckoning tourists aboard. The design dates back to 3000 BC and was originally used to transport spices and passengers along trade picks. Look up a pick for the full effect.
Okay, I'm looking in the chat.
Ah, damn it, Nick, it's not that.
There's the wiki. There's some pickies in there. The pickies on the wiki.
Oh, those are beautiful. Yeah, that, so that anyway, yeah, like a houseboat.
I don't think of houseboats as like actually functioning as boats, like
never
when you go places.
Wait, especially they're when you like, see like those documentaries of like nice houseboats, you're like, bro, one wave and you're fucked. Like, it's just gonna topple over.
And I just nice got my boat. Brand new TV. Oh,
damn it. Never.
That's a very nice houseboat. I like that.
So it's like, I don't know, it's a bigger houseboat. The etymology, keru means to tie and valam means boat. So the two together, it's like tying boats together. I mean, it doesn't look like there's multiple boats tied together, but they're just, it's just a larger structure.
But they're nicer.
They're so nice and they're very ornate. And that's like what it is. It's like taking something shitty and making it gorgeous. Like when guys really pimp out their bicycles. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, I know you're just riding around town on a bicycle. It's got a lot of gold on it. You probably could have afforded a car.
Oh, no. These solid gold handlebars, 14 grand, my man. Like, what the fuck?
I live on them.
Looks like gold chain link.
Anyway, check them out. They're about 100 feet in length, or as they would say on Below Deck, a 33-meter boat.
There we go.
13 feet in the middle. And the materials that go into making them are bamboo poles, coconut fiber ropes, bamboo mats, carpets.
Carpets.
And I don't know. It's really crazy. It's kind of like the vibe of like an ant farm.
Okay.
Like, one way to put it.
Like, how they built that. Anyway.
There's two story facts. Ones. Like, you could really like upper deck. Like, that's nice.
Flex on them.
Yeah. Some of the interiors, they look like super nice.
Well, thanks so much, Nick. That was a great boat fact for our first weekly show. Really shout out to the reviewer who left that. Hey, guys, you can also leave a 5-star review with a boat fact. That would be amazing.
Hell yeah.
Wow. All right, Miles, thanks so much for joining us for our inaugural weekly episode. Please tell the listeners where they can find you and follow you.
Oh, just check out the Daily Zeitgeist if you don't. And if you don't, then don't. Or check out 420 Day Fiancé. If you watch 90 Day Fiancé, it's me, Sophia Alexandra, just getting high, talking shit about 90 Day Fiancé. And then Twitter and Instagram and Miles of Gray. There it is.
Hell
keeping
yeah.
It short.
Check
Miles,
him out.
Miles, you're a joy to talk to. Thank you so
much. It's always a pleasure to talk to y'all.
Yes, thank you. You can leave us a 5-star review. You can leave 420 Day Fiancé a 5-star review. You can leave a boat fact for them. You can leave a boat fact for us. And you can follow us at Deckheads Pod on Instagram and Twitter and email us at Deckheads Pod.
Leave Miles boat facts on his 420 Day Fiancé Apple Podcast.
Yeah. Take the reward of the reviews.
And please send those boat facts over if you do receive them. Nick really needs them. You can email us at deckheadspod@gmail.com. I'm at Anna Hosni. Nick is at Nick's Turners. We got merch on TeePublic, baby! Master of Bofax t-shirt. You could have it. You could have it all. All right. We're out of here. Miles, please step onto the motorboat, please.
Yep, and I'm on.
All right, and we're out of here. Bye!
Bye!
See you later!
Deckheads is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.